Let's update you on that political circus that, well, is America. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy flipped 15 colleagues to support him in dramatic votes for House Speaker today, making extraordinary gains on the fourth day, yes, the fourth day, and the 12th and 13th ballots of a grueling standoff that was testing American democracy and the Republicans' ability to govern. Now, the change votes from conservative holdouts, including the chairman of the chamber's Freedom Caucus, put McCarthy closer to seizing the gavel for the new Congress, but not yet able. Joining us now for the latest is Global News Washington correspondent Reggie Cicchini. Reggie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Walk me through what you're seeing and hearing today with this vote.
So, look, at the beginning of the day, Kevin McCarthy walked into the House defiant once again, saying that he was going to be able to walk away a winner. And while he has not walked away a winner yet, he did manage to pull off a few surprises and over the course of the day flipped 15 people who were voting against him just yesterday to vote for him. And what did that do? For the first time, it gave Kevin McCarthy more votes than Democrat Hakeem Jeffries, but not enough to get 218. In the final round of voting before they adjourned for the day, Kevin McCarthy sat with 214. And what's important about that, two Republicans were missing because they had to go home for personal reasons. They are now coming back late night Friday DC time when they intend to reopen the votes. And there's a chance that Kevin McCarthy potentially by the end of the night could become speaker.
When you say late tonight, we're not talking about after the end of this show, which ends at 6 p.m. Pacific. It'll be even later than that.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock D.C. time when they are going to reopen this vote. They held the vote to adjourn just after 3:30 D.C. time. And again, it's to potentially allow for those two Republicans to come back. But also, this time off is going to give Kevin McCarthy's allies in the House a bit of a chance to try and make some wheelings and dealings, some last-minute deals here to try and pull over, because there are still six holdouts, including Florida Representative Matt Gaetz and Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert. Some of them have said that they are going to vote never Kevin, but there could potentially be a couple that could be persuaded. And if that happens, that could be enough to give Kevin McCarthy his victory.
What does this mean for Mr. McCarthy's tenure? If you were to get the magic number and flip those votes, he clearly goes into this position in a very weakened position, does he not?
Well, I mean, he says that he's not going to be a weak speaker, but there are some concerns from within the moderates of the Republican Party that he has given too much power to the very few on the far right. And some of that is starting to come to light here. We're hearing that some of the concessions that were made have to do with budgets and appropriations, and more importantly, government funding bills, in that they are not going to just create this kind of blank check when it comes to the debt ceiling and how much the United States can borrow and increase its debt levels. And if that's the case, that really sets up a fight here. And we've seen what just a few holdouts can do, especially from the far right, who are really fiscally conservative in the states. This could potentially put questions over how the U.S. is going to deal with funding later on this year. And that is going to come back to fall on Kevin McCarthy for potentially having given up so much power.
Mm-hmm. And you raise a very good point there, that he'll also, even if he does get the enough votes, he'll be constantly under threat of being voted out as well.
He will be, because a red line for Kevin McCarthy was this motion to vacate, which originally was five people coming to the floor with this motion to essentially call a no-confidence vote into the speaker. That's going to be whittled down to one. And what's more interesting about this, Jazz, is that it's not just one GOP member that can bring this. A Democrat could come to the floor as a singular and put a vote up to get rid of the speaker and put a new person in power. And Kevin McCarthy earlier in the day said, look, if that happens, if a Democrat does it, the Republicans are going to rally together and ensure that that is defeated. But it's unclear if that's going to happen, because, look, once the rules package is out there, once everything has been set, the concessions have been made and things are in stone, what's to stop Republicans from now turning their back on Kevin McCarthy and saying, we got what we want, we can now get rid of you? There's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of eggshells that are going to be on the ground for the next couple of months.
In regard to American democracy, its ability for its government to get things done for its people, I mean, this has got not only to be a concern for Americans, but also just for Canadians and other nations as well, who look to some of these policies that can have a dramatic impact on our country, especially when it comes to the economy.
For sure, and especially when it comes to the budget, and especially when it comes to government funding, because if the Republicans find themselves fighting internally about allowing the United States to borrow more money, and you know, ultimately allows the United States to default on its debts, that is not just going to create a catastrophic financial situation in the U.S. with unemployment numbers skyrocketing. That will have a global impact. Every single country will feel the impacts of the United States default on its own debts. There are also going to be potential issues when it comes to border security or other healthcare issues in the United States that could have impacts that reverberate outside of the borders should Republicans move forward with the legislation that they want to. I will point out, though, Jazz, there have been some rumblings that some moderate Republicans may try to lean on Democrats over the course of the next 2 years if they find that things are a little too extremely leaning to the right. Maybe a bit of power sharing. We'll have to see what happens here. But this could be the Republicans not only fighting with themselves, but themselves joining with Democrats and fighting other Republicans.
Wow. This, of course, is all occurring on the second anniversary of the Capitol Hill attack. I guess that sort of that memory also is being discussed. What transpired that transpired today, 2 years ago, as this vote is going on as well. I mean, it's to be a broader conversation on the state and health of democracy in America.
For sure. I mean, look, 2 years ago, the Capitol was attacked and business was ground to a halt and blame was placed on Republicans. And once again, on January 6th, the blame being placed on Republicans for the fact that the House has ground to a halt and work is not being done. I don't think that that's lost on anybody, especially those lawmakers who were hiding inside the Capitol 2 years ago from that riot. You know, on the steps of the Capitol this morning, Democrats held a very small ceremony, a couple of Republicans there at the White House. The president made a point of how fragile democracy can be while he was handing out civilian medals to election workers and to Capitol Police officers, Metro Police officers, and former secretaries of state that found themselves under attack from both Republicans and the former president. This is a day that, you know, lawmakers, this country is not going to soon forget, but they also are trying to work to ensure that even in the eyes of the public, democracy might be crumbling before them, that they are working to try and secure that foundation.
So in closing, we will have another vote at about 7 p.m. Pacific local time here in British Columbia, and we may actually find some sort of resolution to this very issue at this point. We will finally potentially see a speaker, and then, of course, the tough part begins, which is actually governing.
Absolutely. The tough part is going to be governing. The tough part is now going to be getting to the finish line, because the finish line is going to be mending that very visible rift that has formed between this Republican Party. And that's not going to simply go away with Kevin McCarthy now as Speaker. If he has given a lot of power to the right, to the far right, there are going to be fights within the moderate parts in the middle.
Reggie, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.